15 vehicles allocated by government has been officially handed over to selected schools in the Upper East Region. These include 10, 33 and 66-seater buses and 5 pickups. Some of the beneficiary schools are Zuarungu, Boku, Sirigu, Paga, Chiana and the St. Benedict Senior High Schools. Others are Gbeoko School for the Deaf, St. John Bosco College of Education, Bolgatanga Polytechnic and Biwa College of Education. At a symbolic presentation held in Bolgatanga, the regional minister, Albert Abongo, commended government for the intervention and said the gesture was going to facilitate the movement of both students and staff.
In line with government vision, President Mahama on the 14th of this month presented about 500 vehicles to a number of public and private sector educational institutions throughout the country. The vehicles were meant for second cycle institutions, colleges of education, polytechnics, as well as technical universities and special schools. The provision of 15 buses and pickups to selected schools in the Upper East Region comes as a boost to enhance quality education. At a brief handing over ceremony, the Upper East Regional Minister Albert Abongo said the vehicles will go a long way to facilitate the movement of both students and staff. He therefore charged the beneficiary schools to ensure its regular maintenance to prolong their lifespan.
Let me say that this is a token from the government to support the sector. We have lots of educational institutions nationwide with several challenges, one of which is transportation, which is very critical for your own administration as heads of institutions and also for the movement of students. And so it is proper that if we are lucky to be given some buses and some means of transport for heads, you heads, we should be happy and excited that, we have been expecting these things long overdue as it might appear, but that we are still excited that they have come finally for your use. I can only urge you to see how you can get these facilities kept properly. In fact, maintenance should be the watchdog.
On behalf of the schools, the Regional Public Relations Officer for Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, Charles Thomas Awier, praised government for its sense of responsiveness. Mr. Awier, who is also the head teacher for Sirigu SHS, said it would be most appreciated if government resolved to give to other needy schools, stressing that previous ones given to beneficiary schools in the region have broken down and needed to be replaced. He called for additional support and pledged his outfit's commitment to see to the proper maintenance of the vehicles.
The presentation of these buses have come a long way to help this sector, that is the education sector. In fact, we've been battling transportation problems with the minister as he's standing. We've told him several times we need the buses. And each and everyone here will appreciate the fact that these buses have come to help us a lot, go to the field of sports, excursions, and so many other educational programs. It has helped us a lot. But having said this, Mr. Minister, we still have a lot of our institutions that do not have means of transport, especially the first schools that receive these big buses, the green ones, all of them are broken down. And these schools, they really are crying for buses. Mr. Minister, we will still want to appeal to you that, like Oliver Twist, we will ask for more. And that we pray that the schools that do not have, pray that you use your good offices again to support us to procure buses for these schools.